This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, 7:04 Tuesday morning. And Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Frontline Workers. All those people who've kept everything running all this time. A big thank you to all the frontline workers, from first responders, nurses, doctors, teachers, truck drivers, store clerks, for working through the holidays and every day and all the things that you've done for us in the last 9-10 months nonstop, and that you'll continue to do. And, you know, hopefully you get vaccines coming your way pretty damn soon. Hey, Vin, have you read anything about, so there's this new strain of COVID apparently. Is our current faster spreading one?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. What a delight, right?
That's just not what anyone wanted to hear. I can tell you that right now.
I know.
Right as we're getting vaccine news and they're being shipped, somebody comes up with a new strain that spreads faster.
This one seems much more virulent. Hey, so is the current vaccine we have effective against that too?
They say so, yeah.
Okay, good.
They say that that's not the issue. It just seems to be spreading faster, so or spreading more easily.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess one of the first things I thought is, so wait a minute. They're saying this popped up in England, and then we've got our first case here in Colorado, and they're saying there's no relation. So then it is, well, as the mutating or whatever the term is, would have to be the way, because it wouldn't have just.
Yeah, I have no idea where
it's. I don't know how that works.
Right. Because now it's in a bunch of states, like this supposed new strain.
Right.
Although I don't know how they tell the difference. Like, I mean. Does it light up a different color, like, when they give you the test? Or
yeah, because you're doing a regular test, why is it showing up as something different? I don't know.
Maybe they're just checking each positive test. Like, let's take a look at this. And
right. I'm being as careful as possible and have been since the beginning. So this doesn't change anything for me.
Right.
Just going to continue to be careful.
I'm really sick of wiping down groceries. That's one of the biggest things. Like, enough of that.
I don't know if we're doing that as much as we did in the beginning.
Oh, really?
We're still really careful. We wear masks. We've been inside most days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the kids, we don't have, neither of our kids are going to school or daycare.
Right.
Which is the real ball buster. So, you know, that's the one where I can't.
Do you leave
the
stuff sitting for a long time or something?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the garage has been converted completely. No cars go in there anymore. Part of it is a play area, and another part is where there's some storage
COVID containment for food. Right.
Right.
Yeah. At our house, we don't have a garage. So all the food just comes in, and then we have the two stations set up on the counter, and damn, I'm just like, just go every day and just bring home one bag of food.
One of the things
enough
that
with this big stock up.
I'd lost my train of thought earlier and was sort of thinking about this was leading that direction and then never got there because I don't know why. I can't
keep
my train of thought.
Blah, blah, blah. Right.
Right. But anyway, one of the things is, you know, the supply chains everywhere are sort of low, like on everything. And I don't know if anything in the last 10 months has come up that you've needed or wanted that you couldn't get. For example, we tried to get a refrigerator. We had none and we needed one, and it took, I want to say we were without a fridge for 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm.
And you don't realize how important that is till they're gone.
Right.
Have you had
nothing? I mean, other than like, you know, it was hard getting paper products at the beginning. But, you know, I haven't had to replace a major. But that's the thing. People are so focused on transporting necessities, which a fridge absolutely is one. It's just that the demand for that isn't the same as for paper towels.
Right.
So that supply chain gets shortened, I guess.
My buddy needed a stove. Couldn't get one. It's on order. You know, suddenly he's like, I want to. I have the money. I would love to go buy a stove. I can't.
Yeah.
No one has any.
No.
I just went away.
Can I take the showroom floor stove?
Stupid.
You have stoves here. I'm looking at them.
Yeah, it's everything. Like, it's in the surf industry. You can't get surfboards. You can't get wetsuits. You can't get anything. They're all gone.
Oh,
it's crazy. It's so weird. Like, at all these different levels where the supply chains have been greatly affected by people not going to work.
Right. What about Nick and Bryn? Anything in particular that you were like, that's weird that I can't get that?
Toilet paper?
Oh, gym equipment.
Oh.
So we're trying
some
weights. Mm-hmm.
We were going to get a Peloton, and they went, those aren't available.
Yeah.
I couldn't even find jump ropes for the longest time.
Jump ropes?
I got some jump ropes.
I got it for Christmas, but in the beginning of all of it, I was looking for jump ropes, and I couldn't find them. They're all sold out everywhere.
Huh.
And I didn't want like a little kid one. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted a grown-up one, I guess.
Just a rope.
You're jumping rope?
Yeah, to work out.
That doesn't hurt.
No.
It does hurt in the beginning, yeah. I've been starting too.
You don't have boobs. I'm talking about her giant boobs.
It is a chest thing. I knew exactly where he was going. The first thing that occurred to me too, I'm like, I would never jump rope.
My ankles are killing me.
No, it depends on the sports bra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think
that's good.
I'm just used to it because I used to play sports. I'm like, there they are.
Yep.
Just
there they
deal
are.
With it.
Right. Overbalance. Right.
Yeah.
No, that's good that it doesn't affect you in the. I know I've known people who would say, I can't do that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That absolutely hurts.
It's uncomfortable, but then once you start get going and then you're realizing like you're breathing heavy, you're just like that. You don't even think about that part anymore.
Right.
You're like, you're just thinking about when is this over?
How many more of these do I have to do?
Yeah,
there's just that was one of the things where I thought there's got to be tons of examples of people who went, really? I can't get.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm sure people are texting us right now the weird thing they couldn't get. Right. By the way, Nicole, make sure you don't put any of that skipping rope stuff on TikTok. Guys hate that. So make
really?
Sure they can't stand it. Right, guys?
Right. So, you don't want to get too many followers.
Yeah.
Don't post the hat or anything. All right. Oh, boy. We haven't even started yet, have we? So, hi. It's time for the trash. Here we go. On TV tonight, the series premiere of The History of Swear Words on Netflix. This is the one a couple weeks ago before vacation. We'd gotten a teaser trailer, which we can't even really play for you because it has swears in it.
Is
Surprise.
This the Nick Cage thing?
It's the Nick Cage thing.
Okay.
He's your host for a look at the history and impact of all our naughty words. So I don't know how long each of these are or how many of them there are, but History of Swear Words tonight on Netflix. Do we have a censored version of the trailer that maybe we could put up on Instagram or something?
There was that one about the cat. That I'll throw that up.
Okay, great.
On the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It was so funny.
A kitty cat.
Yeah. And then This Is Us, for people who are fans of This Is Us, that season premiere is tonight at 9 o'clock, it looks like. It says it returns tonight. Okay. This is getting weird.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, I was telling you a few deaths, you know, things that had happened. And I reported that Tanya Roberts had died. On Sunday, Tanya Roberts was a Bond girl. She was a replacement angel on the original Charlie's Angels from back in the 70s. She was an it girl for a little while there. Pretty girl, light brown hair. She's, you know, Tanya Roberts. I absolutely knew who it was when I heard the name.
Mm-hmm.
And she was about 65. So on Sunday, her agent, Tanya Roberts' agent, reported her death, saying that he'd gotten the news from her husband, Lance O'Brien. Well, it turns out that Lance isn't Tanya's husband. He's a longtime boyfriend. And yesterday he was being interviewed by Inside Edition about her death when he got a call.
Now you're telling me that she's alive? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God. The hospital's telling me she's alive. And they're calling me from the ICU team.
So the hospital just called you right now and told you that Tanya's still alive?
Yeah. I'm so happy. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So part of this is, look, I do believe that looks aren't everything. I do believe that.
Let's preface with
to preface what I'm about to say right now. You're telling me Tanya Hart, this dude's got sores all over him. He's got missing, just giant chunks of missing teeth.
Who does?
This guy that you just
the
heard.
The guy that we just heard?
The guy we just heard.
Well, he didn't sound great.
No.
So it's funny that I actually thought, wow, this guy gets her. And I've never seen him.
So honest to God, I saw him and I went, what is she, a meth head? Like, which is so the wrong thing to think. But it turns out, and I don't know, do you want to roll a little bit of that so that he can see,
this
like,
is just a picture.
Hold yeah, as he's kid. Crying and sort of half crying, half laughing. His reaction to this whole thing is just so weird that he's on, being interviewed by Inside Edition, when the hospital, he takes the call live on the interview, and he's, what? So you're telling me she's alive? I mean, it's the most bizarre situation I've ever seen.
So hold on. So do you smell a rat? Is that what you're saying?
All I know is something smells weird.
It's
like there's so much weirdness.
That's a weird coincidence that he's in an interview and gets that call.
On a cordless house phone too.
Yeah, it's so it gets weirder and weirder. You can't see the sores on it. You can see the sore on the back of his hand, then his other hand has it, and then he's missing a bunch of teeth. I mean, she is just, you know, she's a working actress. She does a weekly podcast thing where she still looks, there she is, she still looks great. I mean, I'm sure this guy's just got a great personality.
Well, I see the missing tooth. No, well, sometimes you're in between dentist appointments. You know what? I'll defend him. Let me defend him.
He's wearing he's wearing like a, you know, a zip-up tracksuit hoodie.
I can't
with nothing
defend the
on
outfit
underneath it.
Or the hair or the tears. But look, he might be in between dentist appointments. You know, I started a tattoo right before our quarantine.
No, Vince,
and it's never been
same.
Finished.
Just not the same.
It is.
It's not. You know what you do when you're between, when you have like half your teeth are missing? You go, I can't really do an interview. I could do a phone interview with you maybe. And also,
you keep your hands
with the sores all over them out of the shot. I mean, I don't know what is going on with this dude.
He looks like Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter.
Oh, my God, he does.
He does.
He
You're
looks
right.
exactly like him.
I was like, that.
That's
oh
the
God.
Rat, right?
Yes.
It's the rat. Okay.
Suddenly, our listeners have a visual for this. If you saw the Harry Potter, what is it?
At a photo of that right now of Peter Pettigrew and him, and they
oh
look identical.
God, they're identical. He's got the two rat teeth in the front and then the teeth
behind. When he started crying and I saw that he was missing like his teeth, I Googled Peter Pettigrew. I'm like, oh my God.
Nicole, that's, you just made the call. So,
you
okay,
it.
Just to quickly.
So wait a minute. Who is saying that this is her boyfriend? Him or he's known to be her boyfriend?
Apparently he's known to be. So
I guess the hospital wouldn't have called him, right?
Right. So on Sunday, there's more to this story. So I'll go through this. On Sunday, Tanya Roberts' agent said Tanya Roberts was dead. He was, or she, I don't know, was reporting the news. Oh, it is a he. He got the news from her husband, Lance O'Brien, and that's the Peter Pettigrew guy.
Okay, that's her. They're married. All right.
It turns out they're not married. He's her long. Oh my God, that's so funny. Can we please on Instagram put up a side by side of Peter Pettigrew and this Lance O'Brien guy? And yes, Bryn, come on, Nicole, you guys can do this. It's going to be so good.
Well, you know, looks are everything, right? Like,
I did say that, didn't I? So anyway, this guy who isn't Tanya's husband, his name is Lance O'Brien. He's her longtime boyfriend, apparently. Maybe he was better looking back in the day. Sometimes, you know, you just love someone so much, even when they fall off a cliff, you can't let them go. And yesterday, he's being interviewed about her death, when he gets a call from the hospital saying she's still alive, he tells the person on the other end, like, oh, now you're telling me she's alive. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God. And then he's breaking down with this weirdness. I don't want to judge, but it's just a strange reaction. And then TMZ talked to both Lance and Tanya's rep. This guy's name is Mike Pingle. Lance told them that he went to the hospital Sunday after doctors called him and told him that Tanya was fading fast and wasn't going to live. So he was allowed to go, which, because right now you can't really visit people in the hospital.
No.
So he says, and again, this is just him saying, Lance said, I went to the hospital Sunday. They had called and said, Tanya is fading fast and is not going to make it. When he got there, she opened her eyes and tried to grab him, and then she closed her eyes again, and then he assumed she was dead and left the hospital without speaking to medical staff. And that's when he called the agent and said she's dead. This rep for them, Mike Pingle, says he picked up Lance at the hospital, and Lance told him, she died in my arms. And then in another interview, Lance said a hospital worker told him that Tanya opening her eyes was just a reflex and that for all intents and purposes, she was gone. He also says that she's since been taken off life support. There's no chance she's going to make it. Could someone talk to like a doctor there or something? I mean, is there, or is there some official channel where people can find out about Tanya? I mean, people who should be in the know. Does she have no other family? Tanya collapsed on Christmas Eve. She was walking her dog. She was put on a ventilator because she was having trouble breathing, but she reportedly does not have coronavirus. What she has is Peter Pettigrew visiting
her in the
hospital.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that hard to believe that she finds, you know, as there's a worldwide pandemic and she ends up on a ventilator, that it's not due to COVID. That seems, but okay. I'm sure there's other reasons you would, but that seems like that would be the first reason.
Right. I just,
all right.
Honestly, as I read this morning and then watched that video, I mean, that's this guy. I actually was thinking, which is wrong of me. I preface this.
Here we go.
You know, the guys who made all the auto-tune, you know, dead giveaway and the double rainbow and the home intruder, that thing. They got to take this guy and make him into a song.
Well, like, his crying was certainly something.
Oh, and it goes on, Vin. I mean, we played you just a very small portion of it. Yep, that guy.
Oh, so good.
So good. They're great, those guys. It's some YouTube group that just, you know, auto-tunes the news. Anyway, if you're just joining us, Tanya Roberts is apparently not dead. That's a long and or maybe she is?
Yeah, now I have a text. And again, these are texters, but 510 has texted in. Tanya Roberts died.
Yep, that's what we all thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, did she? Because they're saying today she didn't. But
804 says, holy cuss word, Nicole. They actually wrote a cuss word. He does look like Peter Pettigrew.
He looks exactly. You're so. That was just a genius pull.
I would never forget that character because I thought it was so weird looking to begin with. Mm. Just how he morphed into the rat and yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How he, right. He looks like a rat. He, you know, eats cheese like a rat.
Those movies are so perfect.
They're great. Just great. Scabbers was the rat, right?
Yep.
Hey, can you do me a favor, Nick? I'm going to move on here from this Tanya Roberts thing, but will you please like check People and USA Today and I don't know, see if we can find like some specific thing regarding this.
Yeah, I looked at that TMZ story that Texters are talking about, but it's basically the one that you read.
Right.
But it's not
nobody's confirming or denying anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All we have is this guy's word that she's dead and this guy's word that she's not dead.
Ashton Kutcher is telling his co-stars from That 70s Show that she's not dead.
Right. So I saw that because they were all starting to post their tributes, you know, as you do when someone's dead. And he was like, yo, bro, she's not dead.
Yeah.
Well, let that be a lesson to all of us.
wait skip till you a hear, beat. Yeah, wait till you hear officially.
And make sure you know for sure before you blow your big, you know, commemorative post.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the first one. You don't.
No, you
try
don't.
Try to wait that out. Make
just,
sure.
Just give it a second. So anyway, as we get updates on that, we'll let you know if Tanya Roberts is alive or dead. I mean, oh you know, honestly, God. This is like... Oh, poor guy. Poor Peter Pettigrew.
He's so happy.
It's a, you know, also
he's
no
a
publicity.
Noisy crier.
He is. Oh, he's just hiccuping and, you know, his body spasms. And.
But did you cry when it? You watched Soul?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did too.
That's what I sound like when I cry, actually.
no, you don't. I've heard you cry, you liar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if he loves her and this is great news, I'm happy for him. But, yeah, I'm pretty quiet. But my kids will spot me during these movies and be like, Dad's crying. Oh, my God.
So pay attention to the movie. Look away from the man with the tearful
face. Yeah, leave me be, man. Jeesh.
You know, Batman. God. It's a thing. There's so many of them.
I wish it wasn't.
Turns out they're going to give Batman the Spider-Verse treatment.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse was a really great movie.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that they're going to make it a cartoon, but they're going to do the whole multiple versions of the same superhero played by different guys kind of thing.
Oh.
Michael Keaton is confirmed as the main Batman. That's right, 69-year-old Michael Keaton is confirmed as the main Batman in the upcoming DC Universe films. There's a New York Times report confirming that Keaton will return as Batman / Bruce Wayne in a series of upcoming films. As the Times report says, Ben Affleck will also be in it. I guess Keaton and Batman and Ben Affleck are both going to be in The Flash, which is scheduled for release in 2022. That movie will deal with the multiverse. Affleck would be Batman in one dimension, Keaton is Batman in another, and it also opens the door for Robert Pattinson's Batman, who also already is confirmed to have his own trilogy of films, which will exist in their own dimension. So...
as if these storylines weren't hard enough to follow.
Right.
And yet, anything different from Batman other than the restarting of the story yet again is welcome. Because we get it. Bruce Wayne was left an orphan because some people... like, how many times are you going to keep telling us that?
I know.
God.
Well, you know, you might forget how he became Batman and then...
I don't think I can.
What's this butler guy's name? Alfred?
Alfred, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I always get Q. Q is the James Bond guy, right?
Yep.
So Q, I always get Q and Alfred mixed up. Just trying to keep it all straight in my head, Vin. You know, looks like I've got 10 more Batman movies coming up that I got to keep straight.
I'll be interested to see it. You know, that Robert Pattinson is a decent actor, so I'm interested to see if he's going to be accepted as the new Batman or if it's just going to be one of those one and
done. Oh, his work
in
the Twilight series. Whew. Just.
I saw him in something that he wasn't bad. What did I see him in?
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. It was Twilight. You love those movies. I know how you loved you very much.
Bryn.
Yeah, really good. It wasn't that one, The Lighthouse, was it?
No, no, no.
Good, because
he's
terrible on that.
But I saw him in something not too long ago, and he wasn't
so
bad.
So much man gravy. Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's like dripping off things.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You do.
Anyway.
I can't believe it.
Whoa, that dude's 6'1"?
Oh, yeah, he's tall. Huh. Who, Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking.
I'll leave you with this. Emma Roberts, the actress. Congratulations to her. She just gave birth to a baby boy.
Oh, he
Sunday.
Was in Tenet. That's right. What I just saw.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So congratulations to Emma Roberts. And so she had the baby. They named the kid Rhodes, like a Rhodes Scholar. About 9 pounds, doing great. And
great. 9 pounds, that's a big kid.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to another Emma. Emma Stone is apparently pregnant.
Oh, good for her.
Showing off her little baby bump. In Los Angeles. Or she had a big lunch. One of those. So, let you know when that's confirmed.
Stop it.
I'm not going to ever stop. I'll never stop never stopping. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, well, this man's what people do for to get some, especially during a pandemic, is shocking. This story will wait through these
okay.
for this story out of Tijuana, everyone.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.